Israeli occupation forces raided the town of Beit Umar, northwest of Al-Khalil, during the early hours of Tuesday morning and surrounded the home of Wahid Abu Maria before abducting him.
We awoke at about 1:30 a.m. to the sound of the army's loudspeaker. They ordered us all out of the house. So I, along with my brother's wife and his children, went outside. There seemed to be hundreds of soldiers and dozens of military jeeps surrounding the house.
When the Israeli forces realized that Wahid had not exited his home, they opened fire on the house using various sorts of artillery before sending a military bulldozer to demolish parts of the house in order to pressure him out.
It seemed to be an assassination attempt and not an arrest. The level of violence and pure military force used led us to believe that they would kill him. Wahid was arrested before, and so was I. But I have never before seen this level of brutality used to conduct arrests.
After about a three-hour standoff, Wahid's wife feared for his life and convinced him to hand himself in. Wahid left the house and was beaten and arrested. Three of Wahid's brothers were also attacked and injured by Israeli forces.
They tied my hands behind my back with plastic restraints, then threw me to the ground. After that, they punched me in my head over 10 times and kicked my torso. They fractured two of my ribs. Then they knocked me unconscious. My brothers were repeatedly hit by the soldier rifles. We all ended up in the hospital.
Wahid Abu Maria had previously spent 16 years in Israeli prisons.
Although parts of the house were destroyed during the latest arrest, this is not the first demolition that the family had witnessed. Since Israeli forces completely demolished the Abu Maria family home through the use of explosives during late 1987. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, occupied Beit Umar.